Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The elite presidential guard in Turkey is to be disbanded after nearly 300 of its members were detained following last week's failed coup attempt. The Turkish Prime Minister, Binali Yildirim, told a TV channel there was no longer any need for the regiment. Steve Jackson reports.
President Erdogan's far-reaching purge of state institutions following the failed coup is continuing. The presidential guard consisted of some 2,500 of the country's best-trained soldiers, but it will now be abolished. And in Mr. Erdogan's first decree issued under new emergency laws, he's ordered the closure of thousands of private schools and charities. They're suspected of having links to the US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the authorities accuse of orchestrating the coup.
The German Interior Minister, Thomas de Maizière, has visited the scene of Friday's shooting in the city of Munich, where a gunman killed 9 people. Police said the 18-year-old attacker was obsessed by mass killers, including the Norwegian white supremacist Anders Behring Breivik. Richard Galpin reports from Munich.
The gunman, named as David Alison Bolli, lived with his parents and brother in a modern apartment block in a busy northern district of Munich. This afternoon, the entrance to his apartment block was surrounded by dozens of journalists, and many neighbours were reluctant to speak. But a teenage boy called Najib told me he knew Ali Sombolli because he was a friend of his brother. Najib went on to say that Sombolli had left school last year and claimed he'd seen him spending a lot of time since then playing violent video games.
The US Democratic Party's presumptive presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, has formally introduced Tim Kaine as her running mate. Addressing a rally in Miami, Mrs. Clinton said the Virginia senator was everything Donald Trump and his running mate were not. Speaking in Spanish, Mr. Kaine told the rally, "We're all Americans," a direct appeal to immigrants who've been vilified by Donald Trump. Mr. Kaine thanked his supporters and described Mrs. Clinton as his soulmate in the fight ahead.
I'm feeling a lot of things today, most of all, gratitude. I'm grateful to you, Hillary, for the trust that you've placed in me, and we're going to be compañeros de alma in this great lucha ahead.
The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, has vowed to avenge the deaths of at least 80 people killed in a suicide bombing in the capital, Kabul. More than 200 others were wounded in the attack, which targeted a demonstration by members of the minority Hazara community. The Islamic State group said it was behind the bombing and stressed the fact that Hazaras are Shia Muslims, suggesting an intention to foment sectarian strife. You're listening to World News, coming to you from the BBC. Gunmen who seized a police station in the Armenian capital Yerevan nearly a week ago to demand the release of a jailed opposition leader have freed their last 4 hostages. But the men are refusing to lay down their weapons and are now demanding the resignation of the president. Hundreds of mourners have attended the funeral of a prominent investigative journalist who was killed by a car bomb in Ukraine on Wednesday. Pavel Sheremet was buried in the Belarusian capital Minsk, where he was born. He gained international prominence with his coverage of political oppression in his home country. On Friday, hundreds of others paid tribute to him in Kiev, including the Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko. Reports from Gabon say security forces have charged at demonstrators who gathered in the capital Libreville in protest against President Ali Bongo's candidacy in next month's elections. Police used tear gas and batons to disperse the crowd. Several opposition leaders were taking part in the demonstration, including a rival presidential candidate. The French news agency AFP has complained that police beat up one of its cameramen. An aircraft powered solely by energy from the sun has set off from Cairo to Abu Dhabi on the final leg of its round-the-world flight.
It's alive, and we lift off. 39, lift off.
The Solar Impulse 2 began its journey in Abu Dhabi in March 2015. If it can weather the exceptionally high temperatures to complete the flight, it'll be the first time a solar-powered plane has circumnavigated the globe. Pilot Bertrand Bicard expects to complete the last part of the journey in about 48 hours. BBC News.